Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Lisa Lunge-Larson is on the phone with us this morning and delighted to have her with us because she's back with another book about trolls. Lisa, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, you got these. This is important information. You know, I mean, there are people that are worried about some kind of an apocalypse and 7 ways to trick a troll. This book's got to go in the vault with everything else. Tell us about the new book. And if we're not asking too much, can you share one of the 7 ways without giving it all away?
Oh, well, the most famous way to trick a troll that, you know, most kids at least know about is that if the sun shines on a troll, he bursts and he turns to stone.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, what people often don't know is that you could also use reflected sunshine like a mirror or a magnifying glass so that if they were deep in the woods or even in a cave, you could still reflect the sunlight on them and turn them to stone.
Wow. There's, handy there's things like, to know.
Yeah, and they can't stand the sound of loud bells or banging, clanging noises. You could chase them away that way. There's just a lot of things that kids could do if they were worried about trolls.
Okay. Well, this is good information to have when you are out in the woods and you never know if you're going to find a troll. It's good to know how to be prepared. You've been writing about trolls and sharing a lot of stories about trolls for a while now. Why do kids love, well, and also taller people, why do people love trolls?
You know, trolls, some of it is just that they are so fanciful. They're so big and ugly, and they're kind of the exact opposite of humans. You know, they're enormous. And they're ferocious, they're evil, they're mean and nasty. They live deep inside the woods or inside the mountains. They can't tolerate the sunshine. Everything that we love, they kind of hate. So there's a certain way in which they are our exact opposite, you know. And so to fight a troll means that you really have to pull out of the best of your humanity in order to conquer them. You have to be good, you have to be kind, you have to cooperate. You know, you have to be the opposite of selfish because trolls are very, very selfish. They're greedy, nasty creatures. And so I think we love to read about them because we all have a sense that we have that possibility. You know, we too can become greedy and selfish and mean and nasty. And when you grow up as a kid in Norway, when that happens, you know, your parents look at you and say, "You troll kid, you." So there's that real recognition that that is part of our nature. We could do it. And when you read about the troll stories, you go, "I don't want to be like that." And then you learn what you need to do to be, you know, to be a true human being. And, you know, you've got to be something very different from a troll to fight that actual physical troll out in the world and the troll that lurks inside of you.
And you might say, "I'm not a troll." And then you remember all the stories that you've heard and that you've read and you go, "I'm being a troll."
That's right. That's right. I mean, we have that potential. So, but, you know, for smaller children, it's just, you know, they are very real. And so they also belong in the landscape. And so another fascination is to be able to go out into the world and sort of see, you know, because you can see dead trolls everywhere. Oh, I have spotted a lot of them in the Boundary Waters.
Ooh. And,
yeah, I have dead trolls. When my youngest son was 7 years old, he went from Stony Point, you know, and he dove into Lake Superior, and it came out with a troll's eyeball.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
and he said,
know, they may be,
there you have it.
Extinct. Yeah, they're extinct, but there are remnants of trolls all around us if you just know how to look. And that's part of what this book does. It teaches you how to look for dead trolls.
Oh. Now, tell us about your new illustrator. First of all, I've got to find out what her position was on trolls. You know, working on the book. And I've found that talking with authors, it's so fascinating the relationship that they have and in some ways don't have with illustrators. It would sort of seem that if you were going to work with an illustrator, that it would be this big collaborative you know, sitting right next to each other kind of thing. And yet, in many instances, that's not the way it works at all. One person does their part, the other person sort of sends it to the other person, and then they do their part. So tell us a little bit about your illustrator, Carrie Vick.
So you're quite right. Normally, with my other books, with most of them, I have just sent off my manuscript, and then the illustrations come back, and I go, wow, I like it, but I did not expect that, or, you know, some
right.
such thing. But with Kari, we had a really good conversation about things ahead of time, and you know, she made some early sketches, but then she had an opportunity, excuse me, to go to Norway, and it was just like a light bulb went on in her brain, you know? She went into the mountains to all of these places that are famous for having been the homes of trolls all over Norway. And, you know, the mountains there are named after the trolls that they once were. And so she said it was like she could really see them in the landscape. And she shared all these drawings. She would send me pictures from Norway of what she had seen and then how she did them as sketches. And it was just perfect. It was just perfect. I knew that she could see trolls the way that I see trolls in the landscape and what they must have been like when they were alive and roaming the landscape. Now we just see the remnants, but that's a very important part of the whole illustration, too, is that you can see what was and then now what is, you know, the once upon a time as well as and now. And just she really captured both the landscape and the quality. For me, what was really important is that she really understood the quality of the children in the story, the kind of winsome, gritty, moxie kind of kid, you know, that sort of goes, yeah, I can tackle a troll. I've got what it takes. You know, I can figure this out, that they might be scared, but they're just not going to give up. And they're looking for help, and they're finding help, or they're finding their own inner resources and use what they need to use to outsmart the troll. So they have this lovely sort of charming quality to them, as well as that perfect landscape. And so the book isn't scary. You know, she really captured that. Because some troll books, you know, the Norwegian ones, can be super scary. But she's got that sense of, yeah, they're scary, but you can figure out what to do. And so I keep telling people it's a little bit like if Carl Larson had decided to do a troll book. That's what it looks like. You know?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, folks are going to have the opportunity up in Grand Marais this weekend, as a matter of fact, to meet you and Kari at Sievertson Gallery.
Kari.
Oh,
yeah,
you're not going to be there.
No, I'm in the Twin Cities.
That's
right.
That's right.
So
but folks will have the opportunity to meet Kari this weekend at Sievertson Gallery on Saturday between 1 and 3.
And we're going to do, I don't remember when, but I think we're doing a signing at Stevie's Gallery. And on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, on Small Business Saturday, I'll be doing a signing at the bookstore at Fitker's. And so there's going to be several opportunities.
Fantastic.
Coming up in town.
Fantastic. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you again.
Well, great. Talk to you. Nice to talk to you, too. Enjoy this beautiful day.
You, too. Thanks so much. Lisa Lunge Larson is the author of a brand new book called Seven Ways to Trick a Troll, and Kari Vick is the wonderful artist who illustrated it. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.